Stop 11. Curator Janice Lee introduces the Beauty Sensorium. Please note, this installation includes out loud sounds and ambient smells and aromas. Parts of this installation can be touched.
Hello, Janice Lee, exhibition curator here again. The space you have just entered is an installation called Beauty Sensorium, which takes up this current off corner of the gallery. The installation is made up of a wall case containing historical objects, two paintings, a film on the left-hand wall, and a multi-sensory interactive installation in the center of the space. To the right of the entrance is a pickup box with a printed guide to the sensorium. The tactile floor line leads in, around, and out of the space through cutouts within the curtain fabric. This work is a collaboration between the Renaissance School Research Project, led by historian Professor Jill Burke and soft matter scientist Professor Wilson Poon from the University of Edinburgh, and the art and design studio Barman Leahy, who specialise in multisensory installations. The concept is rooted in Renaissance recipe books for cosmetics. Many of these recipes were made and sometimes invented by women, and were particularly associated with Jewish immigrants. It aims to highlight the historically overlooked role of these women as pioneering chemists, exploring the materiality of the ingredients and beauty products they created. The two walls forming the corners of the space measure about 5 to 6 meters in length. These are covered in a richly detailed wallpaper, a collage of images taken from historic paintings and prints, containing scenes of women in Renaissance apothecaries and home kitchens. These are two main spaces you would have found women making cosmetic ointments and experimenting with recipes during this period. As you follow the left-hand wall, you first encounter a recessed glass display case containing a number of tools that would have been found in a Renaissance pharmacy or kitchen. On the upper shelf in the case is a majolica earthenware jar with a narrow waist and two bulbous ends called an apparello, designed to hold apothecary's ointments and dry drugs. Further along, there is a small copper alembic used for distillation, an ivory mortar and pestle, the mortar decorated with naked cherubs in bas relief. And finally, another larger alembic container made out of bottle green glass with a long beak. Opening cradles at the bottom of the case are also three books from the period, two smaller printed books, each about the size of a pocket notebook, the one on the far right containing a single dry petal from a previous user. They flank the larger handwritten volume in the center. These contain recipes for the cosmetics and remedies passed and refined between women. Further along the wall are two framed pictures, both showing the busy interiors of apothecary shops, jars of medical ingredients neatly arranged on shelves. One of the pictures is a black and white etching of a female apothecary mixing up a prescription for a child who stands at the counter as she works. The other is an oil on canvas painted in 1780, showing a woman standing behind the counter in a pharmacy. She rests her arm on a basket, a wooden medicine chest, and gazes at a monkey holding up a urine flask. Many women in the early modern period made a living by selling medicines and cosmetics. Poorer women might sell homemade products to friends and neighbors or peddle them in markets. Further down the same wall is a screen showing a short film where historian Jill Burke and soft metaphysicist Andrea Francesca da Silva recreate some of the Renaissance recipes in a kitchen and science lab respectively. The sound can be heard through headphones mounted on hooks beneath the screen. There's also a transcript for the film which can be found in a box to the left of the screen. Once you're done with the film, you can follow the tactile line around the corner where you'll find the Beauty Sensorium to your right. You're invited to move around this installation and smell and touch, though please be mindful that the objects are quite delicate and fragile. Here you will find 5 plinths of different heights covered in brightly coloured marble tiles, reminiscent of Azulejos tiles from Portugal. The tiles look almost melted, undulating to give a slippery liquid feel. Perched on the varnished wooden tops of the plinths are glass vessels shaped like bulbs and gourds, the glass lit from within, oozing and bubbling with liquids of varying viscosities. Each vessel contains a different Renaissance goo, condensed rose water, a mastic oil sunscreen, an anti-wrinkle cream with tallow fat and frankincense, and a hair conditioner made of mallow, willow, and psyllium. From one of the plinths, dozens of soap balls, each the size of a golf ball, are strung up in a delicate copper netting. Wires and silicon tubes climb, fine light from the vessels up towards the ceiling. Above you, there are hanging glass droplets suspended in the air. Containing the raw ingredients for recipes, such as rose petals, mallow, and mastic tree gum. You may be able to detect fragrances, rose water, musk, or frankincense. If you come closer to touch some of the tiles in the plinths, you may notice some have holes in them where you can smell the aromas more intensely. Collectively, they represent the different types of products created by Renaissance women. Playing throughout the space, you might hear the sounds of chopping and bubbling as you might find in an apothecary. While the inspiration comes from original Renaissance ingredients, tiles, and apothecary tools, these have been rendered otherworldly and almost alive. Together, these vessels blend ideas and themes from across time, the familiar blended with the unknown. The recreation of these recipes can teach both historians and scientists a lot about these past practices and lives beyond what is written in historical record. The multi-sensory element of this installation and its design demonstrates that much of our scientific knowledge is acquired through first-hand sensory experiences. The kitchen-like setting, a space we could imagine occupying ourselves, draws parallels between domestic recipe-making and laboratory experiments. Staying true to their speculative approach to designing experiential installations, Baum and Leahy takes 5 characteristic Renaissance goos and presents them with a playfulness, melting between the feasible and the fantastical. Once you're finished in this installation, you can leave by rejoining the tactile line and following the far wall to the cutout in the curtains on the other side.
End of stop 11. The next track is stop 12. Artist Esther Magyar introduces her installation, "It Makes No Sense to Be Beautiful If No One Is Ugly." Just follow the tactile floor line to the next grey floor square.